Masechet Kelim Perek Kaf He Mishnah Aleph. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about a decree called about Ahorayim Vatoch, which means outside and inside, which says on a Drabanan level, when dealing with Tameh liquid, the inside and the outside of a Keli are separate pieces with different laws. If a Tameh liquid touches the inside, then the entire utensil becomes Tameh. But if a Tameh liquid touches only the outside of a keli, only the outside becomes Tameh, the inside does not. Mishnah says, Kol HaKelim Yesh Lehem Ahorayim Batoch. Says the Mishnah, all utensils have the law of the outside and the inside. If the Tameh liquid touches the outside, then only the outside is Tameh, but the inside is not Tameh. Kegon hakarim v'kesatot v'hasakin v'hamarsufin. Examples are pillows, mattresses, sacks, and packing cases. Rabbi Yehuda is here referencing all types of utensils that could be turned inside outside, but he still says that the inside and outside are treated as separate parts. Rabbi Meir is going to disagree. Rabbi Meir omer, kol sheyesh lo tovarot yesh lo achorayim batoch. Says Rabbi Meir, any of the above utensils that have loops attached to its outside, loops like a belt loop, were put onto pillows in order to put drawstrings in there to tighten them and to hold things inside. So anything that has a loop is subject to this law of outside and inside. It's always going to be used if it has loops with the loops facing out, and it won't be turned inside out. So the exterior is always going to be on the outside, and the interior always will be on the inside. So therefore, the law of the Ahorayim Batoch, outside and inside, would apply. But any utensil that does not have loops is not subject to the Derabanan Tum'ah of outside and inside. It could be turned inside out at will. So therefore, there's no real outside, there's no real inside, and therefore this law would not apply. A table and a small serving table are subject to these laws, even though they're flat utensils and don't have a real outside or inside. The upper surfaces are looked at as the inside because they hold on to objects placed on them, and the undersides are the outside. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, En Lahem Ahorayim, says Rabbi Meir, no. The tables are not subject to this Ahorayim Batoch law. They're flat, they don't have containers, and therefore this law doesn't apply to them. We don't view this law as being applicable. V'chein tavla she'en la lizbeh. Same thing with a tavla, which is a tray that does not have a rim. This type of tray doesn't have a container, and therefore there's no natural outside or inside. Rabbi Yehuda would say that the upper surface of the tray is the inside and the underside is the outside, and therefore the law of Ahorayim Vatoch would apply to it. Rabbi Meir disagrees, and he says the tray is treated as a utensil with no outside or inside.